woke up one day with nothing much to do. He tried to put his street clothes on but couldn't find his shoes. The night before he tied one on, now cobwebs filled his head. By afternoon he called in sick and then went back to bed. The next day he felt shaky but he made it off to work and voted to increase his pay and take another perk. Although the people cried out loud and told him what to do, instead of trying to cut the cost, he increased revenue. Yippee-yi-yo! Yippee-yi-yay! Their backs, tax them where they run, where they hide. In winter's freezing weather, if we can't tax their sweater, we'll try to tax the hair off their hide. My congressman,
yes, to boy, I like that. Hang them high, huh? Thank you, Carl Klang. All right. Very good. Appreciate it. Ties in with Gonzalez, huh, the Attorney General. Then we get Scott McClellan, of course, the spokesman for the president, successor to Ari Fleischer, telling us that, in his word, he really can't tell us how the administration would respond to Specter's suggestion. After all, he ain't the president. McClellan said he didn't want to provide an on-the-spot analysis of Gonzalez's testimony or get into rulings things in or out from this podium. Well, that's about as stupid a statement as I could ever detect from any government official. What do you expect him to say? Just say, look, I have no answers to your questions. Cut out the proverbial BS. Well, at least Specter told Gonzalez that the federal law in 78 has a forceful and blanket prohibition against any electronic surveillance without any court order. This is not 1861. This is not 1941. This is supposed to be 2006, and supposedly we have cut back on some of the obvious excesses of government, right? Well, Mr. Gonzalez, as you all know, was a state judge in Texas, and, of course, he was White House counsel in developing this legal justification for the spy program. But it really came out in 2001 with Mr. Yu in the Justice Department under Ashcroft, who developed this idea that you can essentially do what you want to do with the Constitution. And as far as he was concerned, under the plenary laws of the Constitution, that's what he termed, that the executive in war has ultimate power, total power, and primary power. This is the plenary law theory of Mr. Ashcroft carried out today. So president can do as he darn well pleases, and he'll do it, regardless of the consequence. So that's what he's saying, and that's exactly what Gonzalez is saying. And despite all the rhetoric and the hard questions from the loyal opposition, the Democrats, nothing is going to happen. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's a ruse. It's a hoax. It's nothing more than two sides of the same coin. I mean, let's face it. By now, Bush should have been in jail and hanged by the neck until dead. Same thing with Cheney. Same thing with Rumsfeld. These guys are criminals. In my opinion, they have gone way beyond what qualifies as treason. And the penalty should be there. It just should be. All right, when we come back in this hour, I'll get to my phone calls and I'll get to these cartoons and much, much more on this great Monday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America, only on RBNLive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Thank you, Mr. Producer. We are back. And we will get into these other issues that I want to get into tonight. But first, let me defer to our many callers. 800-313-9443 is the number here at Uncensored Radio Free America. Doug in Texas, here's a first-time caller tonight.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Hi, so I walked into a supply company today, and a guy came up to the counter to take my order, and I've known him 10 years, and he said, I didn't know you listened to 90.1 station. I heard you last Friday night on the Rick Adams show.
See?
And I said, yeah, I'd call occasionally.
Once in a great while. We don't hear from you often enough, though.
Well, I try to call all the time, Rick. But
now, let me ask you this question. I know. Let me ask you this. When you were at the supply house, did he ask you to sign a Homeland Security documentation paper?
Rick, he took an order for $300 or $400, and he followed me up into the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "How do you get on there? Do you know that guy or what? I mean, he's in Rhode Island." Well, no,
I'm your next door neighbor.
Well, I told him, you know, how we do it, and, you know, right down the road in Round Rock there, about 20 miles from there, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But he was just amazed. He said, I knew it was you, Doug, because you were talking about Hillary and whatever. And I mm-hmm. think I was talking about George's bowel movements, bladder mm-hmm. movements, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I just knew it was you, but how do you get on there?
Yeah.
I said, just dial the phone. They tell you how to get there. But it just opened up a whole new world to him.
Well, that's good. You see, one by one, two by two, every day, mm-hmm. we're adding new people to our listenership. That's important to us.
No.
What do you make of Mr. Gonzalez's efforts?
He is such a fine little, thought-out Mexican national or whatever he is. I think he is, he's 100% supporter of Bush. He owes his total success to Bush. But I think people overlook is that Mr. Gonzalez was an Enron lawyer. He told them how to skirt the law. So that's how Bush said, well, this guy knows how to get around the old rules and regulations and make up his own law, and
mm-hmm.
he's my man.
Well, it's no wonder he's a friend of torture.
Rick, we have the dumbest group of people. My favorite, though, the one that I think is the most lethal and the, there's no question that Mr. Gonzalez is evil, nasty, useless, whatever, a little climber. But I don't think he can beat Chertoff. I think he is the top man.
Mm-hmm.
Comrade Chertoff, you call him son of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's up to debate. I think that might be the spawn of the devil or whatever.
Might be Satan himself? Is that what you're implying?
Well, we could argue for hours.
Uh-huh.
Spawn of Satan, son of the devil, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He looks the part, doesn't he?
Oh, he does. He does.
Looks the part.
If he had a pitchfork in his hand and the right apparel over his head, I tell you, he would be it. He would definitely make Bill.
They did that in AFP. they had their little, they had him kind of with his little horns mm-hmm. growing up, whatever.
And yeah, if he's not funny.
He didn't play that role perfectly. I don't think he does.
He's no role player. Make no mistake about that. He's a sicko.
He's responsible for Traficant, David Duke, and God knows how many other people.
Don't forget people what's his name there? Ivan the Terrible, John Dumyaniuk, who was not Ivan
right.
the Terrible.
Right.
And probably Carl Linus, I don't know if you remember him, who was deported back to, the Soviet Union or the Baltic states, and he died of a heart attack there. He was another so-called Holocaust criminal. And Chertoff has been in that role in the Attorney General's office for a long time. He's been hunting down these spies and demons and Nazis and so forth for
the spies,
many years.
The spies, Rick, like the 160
right-wing spies
back
from Germany, yes.
No, to Israel. to their homeland.
All right, I understand. I'm only kidding you. I'm being a little facetious, Doug. But you understand why.
No, I don't understand that. I never have understood facetious people that were facetious.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm always dead serious about it.
It's pretty sick, though, when these guys get up and Bush, one man who was a cuckoo clock, ACLUer, but he did make a little sense when he said with Richard Nixon, he admitted that what he had done was wrong. And he paid the price. George Bush says it's not only not wrong, but it's right to break the law. And we will continue to expand upon that principle. That's the difference. Bush and Gonzalez and Cheney and Rumsfeld. These guys have to be now the pinnacle of arrogance in the United States government. Just like Rome in its last days when these politicians and these little Caligulas and tyrants, you know, Diocletians and so forth, were doing their thing. These guys are acting out their part in history.
But what you don't understand, Rick, is the whole world changed. Physics, truth, whatever. After 9/11, the whole world changed. Nothing is the same.
I see. I'm learning, young man. All right, Doug, we got to take more calls. It's good to hear from you as usual.
Thank you, Rick,
for the accolades.
Catch you later.
And yes, indeed, we will. All right, let's take a call, I believe, now from, let's see, who is that in front of me now? My eyes are deceiving me. Who, Paul, who? Yes, Clayton in St. Louis, Missouri. Hello, Clayton.
Hey,
you are
Rick.
On the program.
How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing.
Hey.
I'm surviving. We're all here. The Super Bowl is over. The nukes didn't happen. And we're thankful for that.
Life
That's
goes
for sure.
On.
Well, yeah. And quite frankly, I don't think we can predict what's going to happen when. All I think we need to worry about now is this situation with oil, as Lindsay Williams said. What we're going to have to worry about is whether, in fact, we will see the economy totally flattened out in America by $7 or $5 or $6 gasoline prices, just based on sanctions against Iran and maybe Venezuela alone. We may see that happen, and they're openly talking about it now.
Yeah.
That's what I think will be our 9/11 part two.
It's going to be a fun year.
It's going to be a very, very, very dangerous economic year, and some interesting things may happen. But we will wait and see. We will wait and see, and we will pray the Lord keep his people and punish the evildoers. But I don't want to be one that puts dates and events on the calendar and suggests that it's this day or that day, because, as you see, many people have been proven wrong. And I'd rather just keep my mouth shut and wait and watch.
This is true.
Now, yes, Clayton, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You made a very interesting observation last hour, and you were correct, in my estimation, that Jerusalem is Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to know is that place over there called Jerusalem, or virtually Babylon, is infested by a bunch of Edomites.
Yes.
They are descendants of Esau.
I agree.
And I believe in seed line theology, so I believe they've actually descended from Cain. And we won't get into that, but they are, if you read, there are scriptures that talk about the seed line of Cain, the cursed seed line of Cain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing you have to know about end time prophecy, who Babylon is. The other thing you have to know, and this is very, very important, who real Israel is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's us.
Yes.
The Anglo-Saxon, the Germanic, Scandinavian, and kindred peoples. We're talking about the United States. We're talking about Canada, England, Western Europe, what's left of us in South Africa, and Australia, and New Zealand. That is the house of Israel. And you have to know this. It's very important if you're going to understand the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Who these two groups of people are.
Well, that's important is right, because America is spoken of in the Bible, but not as the, again, not as the evil nation or Jerusalem or that mystery Babylon, but as the Jacobites, if you will.
Right.
Jacob's seed, and Jacob's seed would be judged, and Jacob's seed would have to be destroyed for their sins by this mystery Babylon that would take over the world, you see?
That's right. It's called the time of Jacob's trouble.
Yes, indeed.
Which is end-time Bible prophecy, and we are under Babylonian captivity. We have been since March 9th, 1933, and right now we are in the final phase of where these Edomites are trying to establish world dominion.
Yes, I would agree with everything you've said, my friend.
God
you got another
you.
Point? Thank
no,
you.
God bless you.
All right. Appreciate it, Clayton. We shall be back with more calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Will you answer me one question, honestly?
Yes, I'll try.
Why this preoccupation with time?
Well, I can answer that because we have a lot of callers and we must make the best of our time. Let me go right back to the phone and say hello to Scott in Arizona. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Rick?
All right, I'm doing pretty well, thank you, sir.
Hey, sir, I would just like to ask you, what does the Patriot Act denote to you?
The so-called Patriot Act, what does it denote?
Correct.
I would call it the Tyranny Act.
The Tyranny Act.
Mm-hmm.
Example. From Webster's, it's a euphemism, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And for the listeners, that means an act or an example of substituting a mild or indirect or vague term for one considered more harsh, blunt, or offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to Pravda, the Russian news organization,
yes,
just as of yesterday, 2/3/2006, from the internal portion of the headline. The Pentagon, the main title, Rick, was Pentagon to take the U.S. society under total control.
Mm-hmm.
Within the center of that body of text is, quote, the Pentagon has recently been given the legal permission to fund the armies of U.S. allies. Such an opportunity seemed absolutely impossible originally not so long ago. The Department of State was solely in charge of such financial assistance. U.S. diplomats originally expressed their indignation about the new law, According to the new law, any regime could gain access to financial sources for its army once it claims status of a U.S. ally.
Mm-hmm.
No one can give precise answer to the question whether the U.S. administration sticks to certain criteria when rendering such foreign assistance. Now, this is a very poignant part of this article. Some specialists say, Rick, that a non-democratic state could also receive funds from the Pentagon to destroy its own population under the guise of anti-terrorism struggle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Need more be said, sir?
Well, no, that basically tells us where we're going. Little by little, it's not an overnight thing.
When you actually say where we are, where we've been,
mm-hmm.
post-9/11?
Yep.
Unequivocally.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have the rise of the garrison state, the police state. This is what George Bush tells us keeps us free. This is what keeps us a free nation, is to go into the depths of total government, of big brotherism. And this is what America is supposed to be all about in his little world.
And what's a very sad commentary, sir, is the fact that out of a Russian news organization
comes the truth, huh?
Absolutely.
You know what they say? Boy, I'm telling you, from the strangest sources comes the truth. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Scott.
You have a great night.
Okay, we got a cell phone caller, Richie in New Orleans. Hello, Richie. Or is that Randy? I'm sorry. Randy in Nashville. I apologize. Randy, you're next.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Good.
I haven't called in a while.
I know. Where you been?
Well, I got my route changed, and I can't pick you up out of Nashville there.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I try to get to you on the computer. Anyway, I've been sitting back watching Mr. Bush. I'm like, you know what? The American people are starting to catch on to what's going on, I think. I read an article yesterday in the Nashville paper about Mexico, their military, their incursions across our border over 200 times. They had a big article in there on it. And I'm thinking, you know, if Mr. Bush really cared about security like he's saying he is, this wiretaps and all this thing, the first thing you would do is seal off your dang borders. You know, that's proving that all this stuff is a farce. You know, it's just a big game. And then him making reference to our Constitution, I heard him talking about the other day on the earlier program you had about him referring to our Constitution as a using God's name in vain and nothing but a piece of paper. This stuff needs to get out in the public.
Well, as long as the media are controlled and they are not honest with the American public, then that's a difficult task. But it is getting out. It's leaking out with us, with other alternative media. And thankfully, people who want the truth will find it. If you don't want the truth and you bury your head in the sand, it doesn't matter what you tell people. It still doesn't mean anything to them. The truth is not something they value. They prefer a pleasure, my friend, Randy.
Well, I think there's a big plan in the works here, and I think the American people are starting to wake up. I hear a lot of people talking. That thing with Mexico, that just burns me up, you know.
Well,
it's
a takeover. I used
to be a law enforcement officer in California, and I took a lot of them across that border, only to be spit on and have the ACLU put you on trial for defending yourself. I've been down that road. And to me, you know, when they come across our border like that, their military, that's an act of war. And you hear nothing from Mr. Bush. It's like all these politicians are afraid to speak out against it.
Uh-huh.
But we had a big candlelight vigil at Bill Frist's place up here to let him know on this legislation that's going through that we mean business. You know, we're going to see what he's going to do about it. Probably nothing, but there was 1,000 people or more there. They said, you know, we're fed up with it.
Well, amen to the people that are going to be there in Washington as well on Wednesday. Let's hope many can make it and make our presence known is all we can do right now. Thank you, my friend Randy. It's good talking with you. We'll be back with more calls in just a moment. Uncensored Radio Free America. This is Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Well, fellow Eloy, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Before we go right back to the telephone, I would like to mention again that Christopher Bolin, who was with us last week, did yeoman work in disposing of this issue, I think, more than anyone else that I have read on what is going on in Denmark and what is going on in Europe right now with the depiction of the Prophet Muhammad and other forms of blasphemy against their religion. He points out, very interestingly enough, Christopher Bolin, that Zionist neocon Daniel Pipes has refused to comment on a picture in response to why the European press is provoking Muslims. Very important. He said, in my article about the offensive cartoons, I pointed out that Mr. Fleming Rose, the cultural editor who commissioned and first published the cartoons, has clear ties to this Jewish neocon ideologue, Daniel Pipes. I contacted Daniel Pipes about his relationship with Mr. Rose and asked him about Rose's connection with a neocon agenda, with Zionism and ethnic background. While Rose has twice told me that he is not Jewish, I still suspect his connection with the neocons
is due to his affinity for Israel and the Zionist agenda. Rose has not answered any of my questions about his religion or his position on free speech and the Holocaust. My correspondence with Pipes is copied below. All Pipes would say is no comment. Now, it's interesting because he brings about these various and sundry editorial cartoonists and whose papers they write in, and how, interestingly enough, in America, these cartoons have not been published by the same Jewish-connected media. And you have to ask yourself, why is that so? And I say, and I think, Rick Adams thinks, the reason is because if, in fact, the New York Times and the Post and so forth began to publish these cartoons, it would show you the reason why the Muslim world is being inflamed. They are not humorous, from what I understand, from what I have seen. They are not funny. They are not the cause of political, if you will, caricature. They are religious caricature. They are blasphemous. They are sacrilegious to their religion. And you can imagine if, for instance, these same papers published a picture of Jesus on a crucifix dipped in urine and called it P. Christ, P-I-S-S Christ, as is the name of one of the so-called art exhibits that was paid for with tax money from the National Endowment for the Arts in America. You could then understand why the Muslims are so upset and so much in a violent rage in their own countries against what's being done in Europe. See, that's the last thing the American Jewish media moguls want the American people to see. And that's the reason, in my opinion. Then, Christopher Bolin also talks about, in his upcoming columns, about the reason why an apology should be given by Denmark to the Muslims and the religion. And he talks about that. I don't have time to read it now, but we'll get into it some more as the nights progress, obviously. So now let's go back to our phones and take some more calls from our listeners. 800-313-9443. Richie in New Orleans, you're on the program.
Good evening, Rick, calling from Chocolate City. And, you know, it really doesn't take much to enrage the those Muslims, as in, you know, Genesis 16, number 12, and he will be a wild man in his hand and will be against every man and every man's hand against him. But I want to speak about earlier a guy called up looking for Oprah was going to be our savior. And if I'm reading you right, what you said earlier, I agree with you. Tell me if I'm wrong. I think it's more of just casting pearls before swine. The American people are drunk with their pornography and the stupid bowl and, you know, the rap music. And we are Israel of old. We're dead. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hear. We rebel against our God. There is a remnant, a called out few people that I think you call to. And I was fortunate to hear your station. I feel like I'm a part of the family now. I've been listening for a while and
welcome aboard.
Like what I hear and feel comfortable amongst the callers and the family here. But yeah, it's waiting on the shoe to drop now, and it's the people called out and to see what's happening. And the scriptures, you know, the point I want to make, Rick, is that it's really our salvation is in the Word.
Yes.
And
yes.
Joshua
not,
tells us.
It's not political. It's not in politics.
Yeah. Joshua tells us to not be anxious of the things of the world, even though it's hard to do. And you hear some of these things and you can hardly go to sleep at night feeling what's going to happen. But I think therein is where we lose our faith and our Lord and our Savior to put his angels around us to protect us for this terrible tribulation that's going to come upon Israel, America, and the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will be a worldwide scope. Absolutely. It's not just localized. It will be worldwide. And it's all predicted in Scripture, and it's all laid out there for us to see. So there shouldn't be any problem understanding it, but as Lindsay Williams said last week, he said, you know, we know the end of the book. We read Revelation, and we know how it's going to turn out. And they know how it's going to turn out, too. This is the amazing thing, is the Kenites, the Satanists, all these people who are truly worshipers of Satan, they know their day is limited. Their day is almost over, and they can't do anything about it. They can't do a thing to stop their own destruction.
But the idea of Oprah bringing this word to the mass of America, the women who watch that show, and I think I heard one time a year or so ago, she had some sort of ecumenical show where there were the Muslims on and these pig-eating Christians, and they were all, and can't we get along, and isn't it wonderful? And it's really just a New Age, one-world philosophy that particularly Oprah and that whole medium spews out. So any Americans that would have a sensibility to a peaceful existence, they just don't get it. They're not called out, Rick.
That's true. I'm afraid you're right. The world system is all glitter and glamour, and there's no substance, there's no meat to it. And to go before even them, I suppose, would be an exercise in futility, although there are times when, you know, you have to test, you have to give it a chance, you have to preach the word to anyone and witness to them, and if they don't take it, fine, but at least you tried. You
indeed.
Know?
And
at least
you just
try.
Have to be careful for casting your pearls before swine.
I agree.
Rick, enjoy the show. I'm going to sit back and listen to the rest of it and get in touch with you soon.
Okay. Thank you very much from New Orleans. All right. And our number is 800-313-9443. Elias from Michigan, is that? Yes, you're on the program.
Oh, hi. Nice to be on. Thank you very much.
Yes, my pleasure.
I have a rather strange tale to tell.
You do?
Yeah, it's very strange.
Well, we've heard a lot of strange ones, so go right ahead.
It's very strange, and it's shocking to me.
Be my guest.
Totally unbelievable. Well, we're in a suburb of Detroit, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I can mention the name. The name of it is St. Clair Shores, city of. Well, I started listening and calling into a lot of these programs like yours, various ones like Blood and Fat Mueller and so on, and Jones calling them, you know, a couple of years ago. And it seemed like I never put the two and two together. I got the city at my door, and they had a court order to get in the house. I said, well, what's it all about? Well, it turned out then, ultimately, they want to condemn the house. They didn't find anything in the house. And they made up a tall tale that the house is going to collapse. And I went into court, and they got some kind of a strange judge that tells you to shut up. You can't talk. I was threatened with being thrown in jail for trying to say, well, this whole thing is a great surprise to me. The house is only 35 years old. You know, the house has been appraised at about $150,000, and the appraisers didn't think it was going to fall down. And it's a very strange tale. I think what has come to me recently, that evidently we are a victim of government. They claim that they're listening to hundreds of thousands of people.
So you've got a firsthand view of it. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I'm beginning to wonder. I see no other reason for this. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, all over this country, we're coming under more control, more government, more regulations. You know, you really don't own your house.
I don't know if I'm right or not, but I can't connect it with anything else. You see, they came originally with no demands. Then a few months later, they sent an inspector in the city of St. Clair Shores, and he probed around. And he didn't say. I said, well, what's the problem? Well, you know what? There is a couple of cracks in the basement. It's got a poured basement.
The foundation? Is that what you're talking about?
A poured concrete basement. Well, it's never given us any trouble. And the builder, we bought this house when it was built, 1968. And the builder supposedly repaired any problems. The problems occurred then, and they've never resurfaced. But they made up a tall tale. And they hauled me back in the court. Like I said, I couldn't even say anything. And I had an attorney, and he never said anything. He wouldn't speak. Can you imagine this guy? I said, well, I finally told him, well, what good are you?
Yeah.
You aren't doing me any good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't you go work for the city? Well, anyway, I end up with an order, believe me, to tear down a house. This is all totally, it's just off the wall. I thought it was insane.
Uh-huh.
And it is insane. The whole thing is made up out of 9 yards.
Well, this is unfortunately all too common a story.
I am evidently confronted with that I'm going to have to get an engineering firm and try to get back into court to prove that it isn't. In other words, I got to go and prove somehow.
Of course, at your expense, naturally.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Well, this
course,
is what
not,
it's all about, my friend. This is the freedom which George Bush speaks of. You see, this is how free a country we are.
I don't know whether I'm right or wrong on this. I can't connect it. I just don't know. Then I did get a circular from someone, sent me a circular, Fair Election League, and they said that over 1,000, I'm saying, St. Clair Shores residents, many seniors, like us, for instance, we're seniors, no. We raised our kids there and everything else.
Well, Elias, you know, I sympathize with your plight.
Right.
I don't know how I can help you.
No,
how
I don't
can
know
help
either.
You. I understand the word will get out. This is America today.
Yeah.
People are losing their homes. They're losing their freedom. And we can definitely empathize with you. A lot of us have gone through the same thing, my friend. Thank you for your call.
Okay, thanks a lot for listening.
I appreciate you calling anytime. And let's move along now to another caller, Rich from South Carolina. Thank you. Rich, you're on the
air. Yeah, I hope you can hear me. I'm on a cell phone.
I can hear you.
Okay, and first-time caller, first-time listener to the program. Really enjoy it. I'm listening on 5050, and apparently looks like. And I've got a scanner that gets short waves, so I hooked it up tonight for the first time, and I stumbled on the show. Really enjoy it, but my comment is, or my question is, and as you can hear, you don't know my normal voice, but I'm suffering from laryngitis. In Charleston, the skies have been tic-tac-toed with chemtrails for about a year. Everybody here has upper respiratory problems.
Mm-hmm. Everybody?
Literally, maybe 40% of the population.
Wow.
And the sky is tic-tac-toeing, and I tell this to people. I say, look, I don't know if it's some conspiracy. I don't know what it is, but these unmarked planes are flying around here, and they fly in zigzag, perfect patterns. There's no way they're commercial aircraft or private jets.
Do you have any videos or pictures of them?
Yeah, friends of mine have taken tons of pictures, and you know, if you go on, I guess it's rents.com.
Right.
You just do a Google search on this chemtrails. It's everywhere. But we are getting hit in South Carolina, so it's like we're the test area for this. And I just wondered what your take was, or maybe some other listeners.
Well, we know they exist. We know there's chemtrail spraying. We know there's a lot of poisoning, if you will, by air, land, and sea now in America today. Everything from vaccines to the aerial bombardment. It's pretty hard for us to do much about it, really, to be perfectly honest with you right now. Because you're met with resistance, you're met with ignorance. People in government say they don't know what you're talking about, and it's very difficult.
Oh, yeah, I confronted a guy who was a general in Vietnam. He goes, oh, that's nothing. He goes, those are vapor trails.
Exactly.
I said, 10 years ago, and when I grew up as a kid, no vapor sits and a beautiful sky is ruined, and this stuff just goes wider and wider and wider, and then just dissipates down, and you know, you got everything from dead birds to insects on cars. I mean, to me, something's going on. And I asked another girl who works over here. We've got an Air Force base in Charleston. I said, "What is up with these chemtrails?" She goes, "I can't talk about it."
Did she say why?
No, but I mean, when you can't, well, I don't want to lose my job.
I have no doubt that we are living under a government that is as corrupt as
it's
the most corrupt can be. And it will do whatever it takes, for whatever reason, to keep Americans sick and dependent and weak of mind. I mean, this is going on. We've documented it before.
Well, with the whole fluoride fiasco.
Well, that too now is coming out to be proving everything that was said, in the 60s and 70s and 80s about fluoridated water. Now they're admitting that tests were rigged and people lied. Researchers fudged the information to cover up for the facts that they uncovered about the dangers of fluoride in people, especially adolescent young men.
Right.
Now, it's all coming out. Harvard University, this is knowledge that can no longer be suppressed.
Countries have banned the use of it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone I tell, I say, why do you think on the tube of toothpaste it says, if you ingest more than a mouthful, call the Poison Control Center?
Mm-hmm.
So that's good for you?
It's not good news, Richard. Keep doing what you're doing. God willing, we'll manage to survive it. Pray a lot, too. Boy, what a sick country, huh? All right, we are sick in more ways than one. Rick Adams, be back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
All right, we're back. You bet he can. All right, by the grace of God, he can. Don't forget, tomorrow night, encore broadcast, Shirley Phelps, Westboro Baptist Church. And we'll be talking about gay marriage and America and the damnation of this great republic if we don't change course. All right. We have another caller online that we will get to in a moment. I just wanted to tell you that we will check in with John Clark probably Wednesday night
among other guests, but we will check in with him to get a report on what is happening, what did happen by that time in the rally in Washington. If those of you can get there, you can go. It will be in Washington Wednesday, February 8th, and that'll be 11:30 to 2 p.m. on the west side of the Capitol, First Street in Washington. And, well, let's just hope and pray that a number of you turn out. Placards will be there. John will have the megaphones. Others will be there. Jim Gilchrist, people who are representing the movements in America to defend our borders, those that care about it, the Minutemen Project and others, okay? All right, now let's take Paul in Tennessee. Hello, Paul.
Hello there, Mr.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
I will be brief. I just want to make a statement or two.
Yes.
Concerning the chemtrails and a master plan. It's part of an overall global plan.
Yep.
And if you ever look at the sky, you notice how the clouds are different now. Some of them look like they've been raked by a giant claw. Some of them look like they've been shot with a cannon. And the blue of the sky is whitening out. And there was a scientist that went up there in his private plane. He took samples and he identified all kinds of things in there, bromides, pharmaceuticals, trihalogen sulfate, barium.
What was his name? Do you know his name, sir?
Disease.
Paul, do you know his name, the man that went up?
No, I don't. But I heard it on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Right here.
And I should have kept that, but some way...
Ask around.
Sir?
I'll ask around here and find out what's, whose name
okay.
is. Maybe we can get him on.
See, there's a master plan. It fits in with the chemtrails, the fluoride in the water, all the poisons everywhere in the food, and in the vaccines, and just so much more. And, you know, we talk. I've been watching these people for 40 years, just like the FBI watches us. I've been watching them. And I'm telling you, there is no reforming them. They won't change. And no matter what we say, their master plan, and I believe it's called benevolent genocide, is to exterminate you and me and everyone else except for 545 million people. And that's the plan. That's going to go down no matter what we say.
Population control is a reality, and they will bring down the population by whatever means. I don't doubt it in the least, Paul. Thank you for the call. I
have one other important thing to tell you about that you can
check
out.
Can you do it in 30 seconds? Go ahead. If you can. Otherwise,
yes, I can. It's called the Holy Catholic Church. This is a small church in Rome now.
Uh-huh.
It's very small. It was defeated by the Roman Church, which is a morph of the Caesar, of course.
Uh-huh.
But I thought you might get something. I haven't checked them out in 20 years. I heard about them 20 years ago. It's called the Holy Catholic Church, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. We'll investigate all possibilities. Thank you for that. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. More to come this week, 8 o'clock Central, Uncensored Radio Free America. We will be back live, God willing, Wednesday night. Keep your prayers, keep your chins up, and never give up. Until then, Rick Adams, God bless you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.